Right, welcome back to Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans about Albertans, but for everybody. My name is Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kristen Gorick.
And we are the Albertans who are taking you through Winona Earp. This is episode 3 of season 1 that we just watched. The plot continues to thicken.
And there are still gross things happening.
I know. I apparently forgotten all the grossness and just remember goodness.
Yeah. See, this is what I thought. I was like, maybe there were continuing gross things that were happening, but Annette, you and I
apparently
just sort of,
I just don't mind them that much.
We just sort of blocked it out and kind of forgot about it.
One. Well, I know what it makes it funny, right? When they sever that poor gentleman's hand, she makes a quip about how he's going to miss his bus. Yes. Which does it make it okay,
laugh.
But it makes it easier to, like, take it.
Yep.
Also, they implied that he murdered his girlfriend, so, you know.
But then
his
was found
cheating girlfriend.
Was found innocent.
Yep.
Which is how they got the paradox.
The innocent murderer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The loveless heart. And it was three things. I don't remember what the third one was. Clearly nobody else does either.
Was it the diary?
Oh, yes. The words of a mute.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I have to say that I like that kind of spell creation.
And wordplay?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I am a nerd for that kind of thing.
And now, well, I don't know anything about the Stone Witch. I'm sure you guys know plenty, but we have this new character who drives a pink car.
Yeah.
Called the Stone Witch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
a pink car, like bubblegum pink, is not very witchy.
No,
it doesn't seem
and
like
stand
it.
Out in towns, and I'm going to watch for it.
It's like Mary Kay salesman / super powerful witch who knows spells to possess people.
Mm-hmm. Who knows what's in those products she's selling?
True. Beware of that blush, ladies.
Yeah, it'll steal your soul and your age.
I like it. I like it. Yeah, this was a lot of fun, and I want to start at the end with Doc Holliday introducing himself.
Finally.
Oh, yeah, I ship it. And I'm saying that as I shipped it the very first time I watched this.
Oh, absolutely, so. 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're all like,
Although Dolls is pretty hot, too.
No, you know what? Dolls needs to stop being such a robot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We don't know his backstory.
Blink. That's true.
He doesn't blink. He calls Shorty collateral damage.
Mm-hmm.
And No.
Yeah, thanks. Actually, until you pointed it out, I did not notice the blinking thing.
Yeah, no.
It's very
but
intense.
He really doesn't.
Yeah.
And now that's all I notice.
Mm-hmm.
We're
we did
be counting
finally see
blinks.
His butt also. And it's a nice butt.
It is a nice butt.
But, but no.
Although
he's also bossy. He's very bossy.
He's such a control freak.
Yeah. Telling everyone what to do all the time. And they don't always listen, but he wants to be the boss.
Yep.
And he thinks he's the smartest person in the room.
Absolutely.
And has the best plan, which is not always the case.
Often isn't the case.
Exactly.
Well, that's true. His idea with the gun in the previous episode absolutely was all wrong. But
he waited so long to get that gun in action. Mm-hmm. At the end, too.
Well,
like, why didn't
fully
he get
admitted
in there?
It, right? Because he needed to see if the spell would work, and he sacrificed Shorty in the process.
Yeah. Which is super sad because I love Shorty. But Shorty also probably would have died because because he had already been shot. But
that's
I don't
true.
Think Dolls knew that.
But he also then made Winona shoot another father figure in the head intentionally.
The same gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't really have a choice.
She didn't. But if but he had maybe done something sooner, maybe she wouldn't have had to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
that.
Judging him.
That scar.
That's harsh. Oh, and then speaking of her father figure in her family, we also in that same scene learned that her sister didn't die at first. Screamed for a day.
Yeah. That's pretty...
That's
brutal.
That's harsh. I do think that it's a nice piece of writing because that's probably something that harsh and that intense is the only thing that was actually going to get her to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So it literally was Shorty passing along that information, not the demon.
It was a piece of mercy in a sense, right?
Yep.
And him giving her permission to do what she needs to do.
Yeah. And I mean, I can only imagine what it must have been like for Shorty to be able to see and know all of the memories of this horrible, horrible person / creature. I would probably not want to live with that anymore.
No.
Either.
Nope. And he's only in three episodes. And yes, he puts such a big presence, I think, in the show, partly because mm-hmm. his bar.
Yes.
But yeah, it's only three episodes he's actually in.
Pour one out for Shorty. Yeah. I'm very sad. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't all that was in the episode. We had some really good Waverly moments. Oh, Champ, is that his name?
Champ.
I want to call him Chip. I don't know why.
It he totally could be yep. Chip.
He totally seems like,
but Champ is his mm-hmm. name, and
mm-hmm. seems like, I was saying, he seems to me like a giant puppy dog, partly because yes. my brother has a dog named Champ. Mm. But it's just
he's big and dumb and he does have big puppy dog eyes.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. he ran back and forth a lot in this
he's
episode.
Trying so hard. Dude,
like, leave and then he come back.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make everyone happy, but doesn't mm-hmm. actually know what he's doing.
And no. at the same time, like in the first episode we saw him in, he was super ready to cheat on Waverly mm-hmm. in Waverly's own bed
with her sister.
Right. Which he probably, he didn't know that at the time. Or did he? No, he totally would have, because
he would have,
because yeah,
they
grew up in the same town.
Oh,
of
yeah,
course.
They knew each other.
Oh my God. Champ.
Yeah, Champ's a dog in more ways than one.
Mm-hmm. No, we should have sacrificed Champ instead of
yeah.
Shorty.
Yeah.
Here,
but
here.
Then it wouldn't have as much emotional impact from a narrative
just,
point of view.
You know,
yeah.
No yep. hesitation on that one.
We would have probably cheered her on.
And now Waverly is still saddled with him. She doesn't look very happy about it in this episode.
No.
And Officer Hot, like the first time we saw them together, it was just sort of like, you know, you see Officer Hot sort of, you know, looking her up and down, and it's like, oh, she thinks she's hot, she thinks she's sexy, but this time she actually looked sad.
She's pining.
She's mm-hmm. totally pining.
Pining.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, she's also very
pretty. But I feel like
pretty.
Champ knows, because he is being
he's picking up
awfully
on
possessive. Mm-hmm. So that's why.
I don't know that he knows. I
subconsciously.
Think yeah. Because remember, he says there's something about her that rubs me the wrong way. And in my head, I'm going, yeah, because she's a lesbian and she's hotter than you.
Mm-hmm. And your girlfriend mm-hmm. likes her.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good stuff. Anything else that you guys enjoyed or didn't about this episode 3, season 1?
Wasn't enough Bobo.
It's true.
Oh,
there
you're right.
was not
was
a
very
lot of
little
it.
Bobo.
It's a Bobo light episode.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there was this moment where Waverly was sneaking around stupidly.
Yep.
With her cell phone not on vibrate.
What? She mm-hmm. is like, she wants to get out in the field and help them, and yet
right?
she can't even remember to turn the volume on her phone off when she's spying.
Yes. And so, and he obviously didn't want to hurt her. He wouldn't mm-hmm. even. Yeah. So there's something.
Do you mean Bobo, or do you mean Doc, or do you mean
Bobo? Because Bobo said to Doc, he's like, you need to take care of that. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't
or I
even
will.
Want. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
That's right. Well, we know that he was her not so imaginary friend.
Just a little creepy.
I can't imagine, like, as a kid, I think we've all had those, you know, you imagine mm-hmm. friends. My imaginary friends did not look like Bobo.
No?
Unless he changed himself for her, but that was, yeah, they did not look like him.
He never, mm-hmm. like, you just can't picture him ever, ever being charming to a kid and charming enough.
Because she would have been so young.
Yeah.
Like, how do you, someone like that, get a 5-year-old to trust you?
I don't know. Kids
but
are
if she was
weird,
ignored
though.
And felt neglected by her family.
Mm-hmm. But we are all three people with no children, and like, kids can be really freaking creepy.
That's true.
There are children. Some children's best friends, I mean, best imaginary friends, are super messed up. So,
and also they accept things in a different way than adults do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So
there's that.
So I can see it.
Maybe it's she just, sees something in Bobo nobody else sees in Bobo.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
It's kind of like the Neil Gaiman book Coraline, which is a kid's book. Like, adults that read
so
that book
creepy.
Find it terrifying and super creepy. Kids that read that book or have that book read to them, you know, find it delightfully scary in a way, but not in the same way that the grown-ups do. So
yeah,
I think maybe
scary.
Maybe Bobo is similar to,
that's a, yeah,
to that book.
That's good.
Yeah. Because I saw that at the Fringe a couple of years ago. They did a musical.
Mm.
And yeah, it was creepy. It was super creepy.
Yeah, whereas kids just love that book. I'm like, I liked it, but not in the same way kids do.
It's just scary.
It is just just straight up frightening. Mm-hmm. Which we had some frightening moments in this, too. The guy that moved like a dog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's another.
Miller? Is that his name? No.
Marty.
Marty.
Yep.
And that's another horror thing, like being able to like shake your head back and forth really fast.
Yeah,
that happens in horror movies sometimes. And always.
Well,
creeps me out.
They compared him to a hellhound, which he did definitely. Oh. Another dog-like character.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at one point, Kirsten, you said, put that bitch down.
So I said, put the dog. Put the dog down.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, I think maybe Winona called him a bitch at one point.
Probably.
She just does that with everybody.
She's slightly foul-mouthed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty great.
I also like how Doc is such an... Like, we don't know where he is. Is he good?
Just thinking
is he bad?
That.
Mm-hmm. And I love a character like that. That's maybe why I ship him and Winona together. But yeah, I love a character where we don't know if they're good or they're bad, because I feel like they have so much potential for development and growth in the story. Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking forward to see that continue.
Yes. Yeah, because in every, it seems to depend on which person he's in a scene with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he really smacked down Waverly this time around.
Oh, yeah.
There was that moment where he just tore into her and broke a bunch of stuff. And
it was like he's definitely an insightful character, because he saw the things to say that would hurt her the most. Mm-hmm. That she's, that nothing's ever going to be done by the useless little sister of the heir.
Wow. But she stayed nose to nose with him and did not back away, which was not sort of what you'd expect from Waverly, because I think you expect her to be strong like Winona. But I think that shows some deeper strength in her than you expect so far.
Yeah. What was her line? Was something like, I was such an idiot to think that you were a good guy or something. And it's just like, good for you for continuing to stand up for yourself. Although she never did tell Winona what she found out about him, which makes the scene at the end really hilarious, because when Doc is saying, you can tell your sister she's right about me, I am. And but Winona's face is just like, oh shit. Because she hadn't known, which is a thing that bothers me a little bit sometimes in TV shows, when characters don't communicate with each other to tell, important bits of information. And I feel like that was kind of an important bit of information.
And I feel like she had time, because she found out sort of early on in the episode. It wasn't as if she found out while the hostage situation was going on. There was definitely space for her to share that. And so maybe she wanted to keep it to herself and try and use it to sort of fix things or help.
She did go all the way to the trailer park by herself, too, when she really should have brought some backup.
Such a bad idea.
But I think to prove that she could be in the field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which she evidently she can't.
She failed. Not yet.
She cannot.
Nope.
She's good at research so far.
But even with dolls, back to douchebag dolls, he totally disregarded a lot of the information she had from her research, stuff that she's probably been working on for years.
He just piled it
all
up.
And he just, he said, okay, we don't use hunches, but thanks. Might as well have patted her on the head and given her a Timbit.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. They were eating donuts.
It was clearly a Tim Hortons donut. Yes. The powdered sugar on the nose was... I was like, this show is so real, because I've never eaten a powdered sugar donut without getting some of it on my face somewhere.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to be super badass. With sugar on your nose.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
I also want to see that map a little closer up, because I love maps. And so now we can maybe see map
and
out.
The Ghost River Triangle cuts through the big city.
And it's way bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Like they talked about how much forest is involved. Like I kind of figured it was the little town.
Thousands of square miles.
Yeah.
Which so we have mentioned, you mentioned them saying miles instead of kilometers, but she is talking to an American.
And the Canadians are very nice, and so they probably would speak in terms that are
miles, not kilometers. Mm-hmm. Although we learned from Erica, our resident American, that hooped is not an Americanism.
Yeah. I mean, there may be places in the U.S. where people say the word hooped, but I had never heard it out loud, or I don't even think I'd ever seen it written until I started listening to Radio Free Scarra, which is a Canadian podcast, and I was like, oh, that's a funny word. I wonder where that came from. And then I moved here, and it's just a thing people say
regularly.
Yeah, just to mean screwed.
It's politer.
It is.
I feel like it's politer than saying screwed.
Yep.
It is. Yeah. It's charming.
Which it is. It sounded very colloquial to me the first time I heard it. So it's still one of those words that kind of stands out. So when I saw it, I pointed accusatorily at the screen and said, Canadian show. Because it is.
Have you started using it yet?
I don't think I have. I would like to someday. I feel like I hope that someday I will be comfortable enough in my Canadianness to
we encourage it
to start using the word hooped. Yeah, I'll have to, maybe after I get my citizenship, I'll feel like I've really earned the right to say hooped. Yeah, and measure things in kilometers or kilometers if you want to sound like a Canadian newscaster.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, for now, I still say miles. And actually, I find that Canadians are very well versed in mm-hmm. metric and imperial measurements. So the fact that she refers to things in miles doesn't surprise me at all.
We might interpret miles as kilometers, though.
If you're
almost using them interchangeably, even though we know it's not the same.
Yeah, it's definitely not the same at all.
2.54.
Mm-hmm. But
1.54? Something like that.
2 something.
2.6, I think.
Yeah, I know it's more than 2.
But it's interesting, too, because if she was trying to use it interchangeably, she's saying thousands... Shut up, phone. She's saying thousands of miles, thousands of square miles, which is a lot more than thousands of square kilometers. So I wonder if she was... No, she had... This is Waverly. Waverly knows her stuff. I'm sure she meant miles, so I'm sure it is really, really big, the Ghost River Triangle.
Giant triangle. And the demons should really just stop trying to escape it because it's not like they're penned in that much.
Right. They can hang out in these woods. They can hang out in the Badlands.
They have part of a city.
I just visited the Alberta's Badlands for the first time this spring. And it's beautiful country.
It's really cool.
Your Revenants should just relax and chill out. You know,
big whiners.
Hang out in Drumheller. It's an adorable
go see
little
the
town
museum.
With a huge dinosaur museum.
Oh my God, that museum is amazing. If you happen to be in Alberta and, you know, doing the tour of the Ghost River Triangle, I highly recommend the Royal Tyrrell Museum. It is an incredible museum and very, very, like, just chock full of really cool stuff. They have a mammoth from Wisconsin, my home state.
Huh.
Yeah. It's cool. Great. I was like, oh, look, a buddy from back home. I mean, a mammoth skeleton, obviously. It's not a living mammoth.
Yeah, we don't want to falsely advertise.
We don't
Everything in the
have,
museum is dead.
Yeah, we don't actually
except for
have,
the patrons.
You know, real ghosts and resurrection and stuff, as far as you know,
it's
people.
Like, but maybe we do.
We're going to check out High River and figure it out.
Mm. You mean Purgatory.
Purgatory. Yep. Yeah, we actually did get a shot of a city skyline, which it was very quick. I think it had to have been Calgary, right? From maybe a less usually photographed angle. And I didn't see the Calgary Tower as
I didn't see it either. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, it didn't really have like a full shot of downtown either, which would be
it was just buildings
recognizable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like the I like that idea. Revenants running around and cutting people's hands off at bus stops.
In Calgary.
Yep. Oh, and then...
And crashing time capsule ceremonies. Mm-hmm. Killing the deputy mayor.
Who knows what's buried in your time capsule, people?
Yeah. Watch out. Although I did... That was another great Winona line moment where, like, they're watching the video for, I don't know, the first or second time. And she just goes, he's going to miss his bus. Like, this guy gets his hand chopped off. No, not chopped off.
Sawed off
with a very dull blade.
Dull blade. Yeah, that was very Winona. I loved it. All right. Any last minute things before we close this one off?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
All good.
Okay. Well, then, until next time, lights
out, bitch.